from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I know what kind of offensive mind he is. He gonna do great things with Jalen, man. He upgraded Jalen's skills, man, and making him a smarter player, making him a better player, making him make a lot of reads, a lot of checks, trying to get him the freedom to be one of the super, super elite guys. You know, he's already an elite player, you know, but he's trying to take that XL to be compared to, like, the Patrick Mahomes and the Lamars and all them guys. You know, they got him right under that tier. He finna jump right into that tier this year, man. Looking forward to it, because he got a high ceiling, man, and I know Kellen Moore is going to be able to do a great job with him, make sure you put him in great play callers to make him make the right plays and the right decisions.
Darius Slay on Jalen Hurts, the camp he's had. By the way, looks like Avante Maddox, you dropped an interception on Jalen Hurts here at practice.
So his streak's still alive.
The streak is still alive. Jalen Hurts without a pick the entire camp. Welcome back. Midday show broadcasting live from 94WIP's camp comeback at the NovaCare Complex, driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership. For locations, go to HitchRV.com. Darius Slay with some very nice things to say about Jalen Hurts. And look, if there's you know, five or six big keys to the Eagles actually, you know, bouncing back and winning the division this year, Jalen's play, Hugh, is obviously number one atop that list, because we could just call this for what it is. 2 years ago, Jalen Hurts was the best quarterback in the NFC East. He was better than Dak Prescott. Last year, he wasn't. Now, you could say he's better. You could say it's just a down year and he'll be better again. But sometimes it's that simple. Who's the best quarterback in the division? Like, if you go through all the divisions and I give you the quarterbacks, usually the best quarterback wins the division. Like, the Bills are the favorite in the AFC. So what? Josh Allen's the best quarterback. The Texans are the favorite in the AFC South because C.J. Stroud is the best quarterback. Now, the Ravens are the favorite in the AFC North. I actually think Burrow's the best quarterback, but it's, yeah, they're pretty close, those two teams.
Yeah.
In the West, Patrick Mahomes, overwhelming favorite of the Chiefs. You know, this, it's not that difficult when you look at it. You pick the team with the best quarterback most of the time, and they win the division.
Who's the best quarterback in the NFC West?
So, the odds tell you it's Brock Purdy. Would you say it's Stafford?
Well, you know what's funny? Because I've been on the Brock Purdy train, and you know, I've said he was, you know, because of what he did last year.
He played the best last year in that division.
But when you initially said it, that's not the name that initially popped
Stafford
into my head.
Stafford pops in your head?
Yes.
So I would
yes.
say most of the time, right? Like, yeah. Sometimes it's not always that way, and I know Purdy is polarizing. But I do think the NFC comes down to that.
Yeah.
If Jalen outplays Dak Prescott, the Eagles likely win the division.
That's what it looks like, because Daniel Jones, man, listen.
Oh, he stinks.
He got paid, though.
Well, and he might get benched at some point
yeah,
this year.
Yeah, the Giants
are in free fall. And then, you know, obviously the Jaden Daniels hasn't played yet. He's a rookie. We'll see how good he could be. I think they're going to be a competitive team. But it comes down to that. All right, latest odds, then we'll hear, let you hear what BG had to say about Jalen Hurts here. So the Eagles, and this has changed, Hugh, over the last couple of months. I would say last time we looked at this, maybe 2 months ago, it was kind of close, even, right? The Eagles and Cowboys to win the division.
Yeah.
It's not anymore, which means obviously a lot of bets and money are coming in on the Eagles. Eagles right now are minus 140 to win the NFCs. They are clearly the favorite.
Okay.
Dallas at plus 175. The Commanders at 11-1. The Giants all the way down at 16-1, which is, you know, one of the lowest in the NFL to win their division. So it's being, you know, the betting market says it's a two-team race, the way you said it earlier. It's the Eagles and it's the Cowboys, and the Eagles are the favorites. So maybe it speaks to all you crazies that want to lock them up today.
All you crazies. They go with the name calling.
Well, at least I didn't, you people, everybody. I mean, I just, I'm not willing
that
to go there.
That is outrageous. When Hugh does that.
Oh, I know.
What do you mean? The you people?
No, you people us on a fairly regular basis around here.
We're all inclusive, though. Don't take it personally.
I know. Like sometimes y'all, Kyle, you know, and I never you people.
Sometimes
anybody.
You people get off, you know what I mean? Y'all get to acting crazy.
Yeah, speaking about yourself there. All right, 215-592-9494. We're also looking for the biggest Cowboy hater today. The person that we deem the biggest Dallas Cowboys hater wins a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. We need your Cowboy hating resume. We just got a call from someone who swapped out a Cowboys hat for an Eagles cap in their friend's casket at their funeral. Okay, so BG, Brandon Graham recently, here's what he said about Jalen Hurts as we await, hopefully, a great year out of the Eagles quarterback.
You could just see that Jalen's getting comfortable by the day, and just the way he's moving even quicker than he was last year. I think he was probably dealing with some stuff last year, but you can tell that he got a new and improved, you know, view of, you know, just life this year. And I'm excited for him because you can tell that he is excited. You see him, like, you know, you always be on him about smiling, but I know him personally, so it'd be like, you know, it's like that boy is really happy with what's going on, so I can't wait to see him go out there and do his thing.
Y'all be only by smiling. Y'all stop that. He don't need to smile.
Sure he does.
No,
I want my quarterback to smile.
No, I mean, like I said, I saw him and it was in a small sample size, but he looked upbeat. He looked comfortable, and I think that's important.
Yeah, I mean, it's been pretty overwhelmingly a positive camp for Jalen Hurts. Just everything about his play. It's even the way he's run and he moves. Now, we're going to find out in 2+ weeks how he looks in a real game against the Green Bay Packers.
They're
going to
be after him.
Of course they're going to be after him. I thought it was interesting. 2 days ago, the reports came out that the Eagles defense blitzed a lot in practice, and from what was said, the Eagles offense didn't handle it particularly well. It wasn't like it was bad, but it wasn't great either, so we'll see if they have that issue solved. 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles a lock to win the NFCs? Kyle, are you surprised with the early poll results? Over 60% do not believe they're a lock?
Honestly, yeah. This is usually the time of year where everybody has, like, I'm almost like near delusional type of excitement for the Eagles.
PTSD,
I'm
man.
I'm glad you said it, so I didn't have to. Yeah, well, it's a little delusional.
Well, I don't think it is because I believe they're a lock. You know, I got the Sharpie out, but I do wonder if part of this is because people are upset about the Phillies thing still, even though they're clearly still a lock to win the NL East. But everyone's like, jinx the Eagles too. Shut up. Just let's go all in. They're a lock.
Yeah, also, I don't understand the angst. I mean, I understand the Phillies' angst. They haven't played as well since the All-Star break. But they're up 7 games in the division. Like, them winning the division has just gotten it's become stronger as time has gone on, not weaker.
Well, it's because of the month that we just had.
Right.
And the fact that we didn't win the last game that we were in against the Nationals. Yes. That kind of hurt a little bit.
No, I understand that Phillies haven't been dominant or even very good in the last month or so. I get that. But when I said the Phillies were a lock, they were up 6.5 games in the division. They had begun the race, and they were out ahead.
It was a lot of baseball.
This race hasn't even begun.
Because it's different, Joe, because it's only 17 games.
Well, you know what that leads to sometimes? That leads to a little more variance, weirdness. Like in baseball, over 162, Hugh, usually the cream rises to the top.
Yeah.
Sometimes in football, I mean, you get weird years, right? A team that not even thinks any good wins 10 games. It happens every year in the NFL. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown, I know he's a Dallas Cowboys hater. Good morning, Chris.
Good day, man.
How are we doing, Chris?
What's up, Chris?
We're doing pretty good. Guys, I'm going to give you a couple quick bullet points here of why I am the biggest Cowboy hater. You know, first of all, when Cowbaby Jimmy calls in, you know, he always tries to take shots at yours truly because, you know, he knows. Last year during the week, I gave you Micah missing Parsons. And then at the end of even my Phillies rant on WIP that went viral when you guys posted it, I ended it with Dallas. Some quick things of my resume of why I think I'm the biggest hater. Of course, guys, onto the topic of the day. The Eagles are by far going to a stone-cold lock division. I mean, it's not even close. And you know what? I just got to do it. We got to get in this season form. Kyle, hit it! The Cowboys are a close show with a Jerry Anson Jerry as the ringmaster. Dominated every year by the national media, only to fall apart. And it is the rib up that is the master at the R of a one-star rating. We will win the NFCs on our way to the Super Bowl. We will be to all dominance again. Dallas sucks. Dallas sucks. Dallas sucks. We are E-I-C-L-E-S. Eagles.
Good stuff, Chris. Chris, very, I mean, obviously a good resume there on top of the reasons he gave. You know what? I got to say, I couldn't tell, Hugh, during that phone call if his voice was going out or the connection on his phone.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
I let it ride. Just let's see where it goes.
I was thinking the same thing.
I think it was his voice. At first, I thought, oh, no, we're going to lose the calls.
I thought it was connection.
Yeah?
I think it might have been connection as well.
It could have been both. Well, Chris has been known to lose his voice at some point during these calls there. I mean, it's a pretty strong Cowboy hater resume. I mean, he ended it with a Dallas sucks. I mean, it's good. I mean, I expected Chris to bring that today, to bring the energy. I didn't hear many substantial reasons why they're a lock to win the NFCs.
No, but it was heartfelt.
Though. No, I know. Yeah, that's really what we're looking for.
We don't look for substance on this show.
Logic. We check that out at the door.
It just all depends on what day it is, what day of the week it is.
Because I'm not sure there's a lot of logic in saying they're a lock to win the NFCs.
Not most times that we talk about
when they lost six out of their last seven last year. I mean, like, that's the last time we watched them play is they weren't good.
It's mostly what you feel in your heart, though.
Yeah.
And my heart is telling me that this division is a lock.
What about your brain?
I feel like this is the most talented team. Like, if you want some logic, I'll give you some of that. This is the most talented team. This team feels right now, from what we've seen, like they're the most cohesive unit in the NFC East.
So
cohesion.
I think there's something to what you're saying. But I also think wasn't it just 2 weeks ago the Sirianni Hurts latest story came out? Are we totally past all that? They're good?
What was the latest story?
You know, the one we talked about where the details of the Wink Martindale thing, like the details of last year.
Oh, I forgot about that.
That's my favorite thing. That bad thing?
Oh, wait.
Bury it.
No. You mean the fact that Wink talked too much? Like, Wink, you can't. Wink is the ops.
The fact that Jalen called an opposing coach because he didn't trust the coach.
No,
he didn't know what he's doing.
Wink is the ops, and Wink will probably never work another down in the NFL again for being an ops.
Yeah, he's a college coach.
I put it on Wink.
Spun that well.
I spun. I'm a spin doctor.
Yeah, I mean, that was great spin doctor stuff. The head coach. I mean, the Eagles quarterback called an opposing coach.
What you doing? Telling I'm calling.
He didn't think the Eagles coach had an ounce of knowledge on how to combat the blitz.
What do they call that? Narcissistic behavior. Is that narcissistic behavior?
Like all about him?
Like say you did something wrong, but they turn it around and put it on like you did something wrong. Like Wink called Jalen called Wink, but Wink the bad guy for telling. Ain't that narcissistic behavior?
Well, here's what you've done.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is pro spin. I mean, this is...
Well, Wink is a snitch.
He's a snitch.
Tell him, Kyle. You don't be out there snitching. Somebody call you and you telling folks.
Yeah,
snitches get stitches.
You know what's funny? Anytime we get an anonymous quote, we ultimately get...
We get mad at the anonymous person.
This is make-believe. It's anonymous. Put your name on it. And Wink puts his name to it. Now
then
Wink's
what you
bad
doing? You a snitch. Yeah, that's how... Listen.
I also wonder if Wink's a little upset he didn't get the job here.
Yeah, that's what you do. Call moving
just
the line.
Move the line, yeah. The Eagles are cohesive. When they're not, we bury the story, but then it's not there.
Why are you talking bad about us? Yes, we do what everybody else does in life every day.
So I should take all my reality for today and put it aside? My reality?
No, I'll tell you what. It all depends on what side of the argument you want to be on.
Let me ask you guys this, because I got pie in the sky, Hugh and Kyle today. Of all the things that we've talked about recently today that I brought up, which one is the one you're most concerned about? All right, I'll throw some at you.
Okay.
Offensive line without Kelsey, and on the right guard's a little unsettled right now. The pass rush, two new coordinators, the Sirianni hurt stuff. Like, of all those, which one is the one you're like, yeah, that feels like they got to make sure that's okay. I'm not sure about that one.
I would say the pass rush.
Okay.
Like, out of the ones.
Finally,
you just...
the pass rusher in the room comes back.
Well, no, I'm saying, finally. I would say, like, out of the most I'm worried about, that would, like, you only gave me three. I'm not worried about either three, but in fairness to this conversation.
I made you pick one.
Yeah, you made me pick one, so I picked the pass rush.
Kyle, how about for you? Of all the things that are potential pitfalls, which one's got you a little concerned?
Honestly, if, like, any single player on the offensive line goes down.
The depth there is the usual Howie offense.
No, it's not. And, like, we know I love Lane Johnson, but if there's one thing I could say about him is that he tends to miss time during the season. Like, if that's any significant amount of time, we could be in big, big trouble there.
So, I think Fred Johnson is the next guy up.
Or, like, Toth or something.
It seems like Toth is going to be, like, that guy that plays all over the place. Guard, center, attack, the swing guy. Yeah. Maybe it's him. I don't know. It's just... Yeah, if that's certainly one. And we've seen years in the past where that's happened. You know, 2012, that happened to them. 2020. It's like, you know, once in a while you have just that tough year offensive line injury-wise. Hopefully that's not now. 215-592-9494. I would go with the pass rush too, Hugh. I mean, O-line's concerned, but I'm just trying to figure out how they're getting to the quarterback. Now, maybe it's more blitzes out of Vic Fangio, right? Because he'll do that. But I'm just trying to figure out, do they have enough off the edge without blitzing to get there? Like, I think Jalen Carter will have a big year. Second year in the NFL, he's primed for that. But I mean, Brandon Graham, Josh Sweat, Nolan Smith, obviously the guy, you know, Bryce Huff.
Yes.
I don't know how much Jelix Hunt's going to play as a rookie, but that's it. Those are your five guys. Like, can those five generate enough pressure?
I feel like this. I feel like when you have a team that has so many question marks about their ability to play the run and get to the quarterback, the one thing you have to do is play on the other side of the ball. And what I mean by that is you don't leave them on the line. You don't have them too much two-gapping. You let those ends get up the field. You let them set the edge, and you send those linebackers. Like, you're going to have to play an aggressive style of defense within reason. I think that when I think about this team and how they're going to be up front, probably doing a lot of stunting, probably a lot of movement up front, probably a lot of guys getting up the field, and helping those linebackers see and free-flowing linebackers. I feel like that's probably going to be the defense that we're going to see.
215-592-9494. Sean in Collegeville is up on WIP. Hey, Sean.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Sean. What's up, pal?
I think the Eagles are a lock. I think they're a lock this year. If you look at the rest of the NFC, I mean, the Commanders and the Giants, they're kind of out of it. the Cowgirls, I mean, they got their own thing going on with CeeDee Lamb and everything. I think the biggest opponent for the Eagles this year is going to be themselves.
Sean, you might be right about that. I mean, I think the Cowboys will be at least decent, probably not terrible, but they've got issues. I agree. I'm probably maybe too high on the Commanders. I think they'll be competitive with you and the Giants. They stink. But Sean, the way you framed it, that's it. I mean, if the Eagles don't achieve as much as people think, you know, win 11, 12 games, it's probably because of the nonsense here more than the other teams.
Yeah, and it's really going to come down to the young guys stepping up, which kind of brings me to my Cam Jurgens point. I'm not truly worried about his physicality. What I'm worried about is making those line reads and identifying the mic and everything for those pass coverages and or the pass blocking, which I think when Jalen was doing his interview, I want to say that he was saying he might be taking over some of that responsibility.
Yep.
But losing Jason Kelsey's knowledge of that is going to be a big hit to the offensive line for the start of the season.
Of course. I mean, Sean, when people talk about how Kelsey handpicked Jurgens and like I'm sure he could play. Like, you know, physically he was pretty decent at guard last year. Like I have no doubts he's going to be a quality NFL player. They've groomed him for 2 years and they're good at picking linemen. But it's exactly what you just said. I mean, Hugh, Cam Jurgens doesn't just have to play center and block nose tackles. He has to help Jalen with all the protection stuff. That's brand new for him here in the NFL.
Yeah, but I think the biggest thing that we're tending to forget is that for a lot of this camp, Jason Kelsey was here helping him out, helping him see different things. Now, I know that there probably won't be as much time during the season for Jason to help.
Right.
But Jason will always be there to help.
Seems like he's here all the time.
Yeah. I mean, and there's not like that's the thing that I think people are forgetting. Yeah, Jason's going to be working at ESPN, but Jason lives in Pennsylvania. It ain't like Jason lives in Dakota or something like that. So if there's something that he needs to discuss with these guys or Cam needs to talk, Jason's going to give him as much information as he possibly can about the football that he has played over the years. So that's why, like, other people are concerned about Jason not physically being there on the field. Jason has immersed himself in coaching. He doesn't know if he wants to coach or not, but he's immersed himself in it to try to figure out what he wants to do. So he's going to be a part of this offensive line
in some way. It's almost like Kelsey's an intern. I mean, like a coaching intern. The offseason's here and what we hear. All right, Sean, you're off to a good start with the Cowgirls thing. Give us why you're the biggest Cowboy hater.
I've been playing fantasy football for probably about 12 years now, and I have consistently refused to take Cowboys on my team. I won't draft them. If they get traded midseason, I'll drop them. I'll try and trade them, but I will not play with the Cowboys on my team. I can't root for them.
So, how far will you go? Let me give you an example. Like, for some reason, Sean, CeeDee Lamb slips to the third round this year in your draft. You're not taking him?
Probably not. No, I'll let somebody else take it. I mean,
that's pretty strong. Yeah, because those guys don't fall to the third round. Yeah, that's pretty strong. I like it, Sean. It's a good one.
I had opportunities to take like Ezekiel Elliott and stuff late, but won't do it.
All right, Sean.
Hey, you guys have a good one.
You too, man. We'll get you in the mix for later. Kyle, that's pretty strong. I mean, CeeDee in the third round, you don't take him because you hate the Cowboys?
So basically, you taking money out of your pocket.
Yeah, even I can't go that far.
Oh, okay, listen.
I'm in it to win it.
Yeah, when it comes to that bread, man, you got to do what you got to do.
But there's principle to what he's saying.
No, that's called stupidity.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're putting money down, like, look.
Yeah, you bet, man. You try to make some money.
I've been known to grab Dak pretty late in drafts, like, yeah, just because he's a high-volume passer.
I think you guys are missing the point, though. If Sean is the winner and he's in our league.
Well, right. Yeah, that's
gonna,
true.
He's going to push good players.
He'll leave
the
them for us.
I didn't think about it like that,
Joe. Yeah, I'm trying to
thanks
win our league.
Like, listen, sometimes I have a blind spot.
Yeah.
Thanks for letting me see. Like, yeah, we might need to put him in.
I mean, Sean just went up the charts there. He obviously hates the Cowboys, which is the objective today. And
himself. He hates money.
And he might make us a better chance to win our own league. I mean, that's good. All right, speaking of not a Cowboy hater, but people who's hated, that's Cowboy Jim. Jim is up next. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, well, first of all, you guys should win the contest because you don't allow Cowboy fans to win any prizes, even though we always have the correct one every single week. So, yeah, you guys win. So, hands down.
I mean, it's pretty rare I ever think you have a good answer. So, I don't know what that's all about.
Someone should check with Chris from Middleton, his doctor, because this man gets hemorrhoids every time he screams.
No.
Jim.
Strain.
It's a lot. Yeah, I know what it means. it's a lot. Go ahead.
And hate is a strong word. Hate is a very strong word. Can we come up with another word like dislike, you know, mildly dislike the Cowboys.
We're grown-ups here, Jim. It's okay to say hate. It's sports.
You know what?
Shut up. I mean, like,
all right, look,
what are we doing here?
Okay, look, the NFC East, it's going to be a tie. Okay, forget about the Giants. Forget about the Commodores, okay? It's probably going to come down to a tie between the Eagles and the Cowboys, but the Cowboys will win out because they'll either have more points or they will beat the Eagles twice. So that's how I see it. I see it being a tie for the East.
A tie? You called in today to give us a tie.
A tie. Yes, I did. Because if I come and give you that the Cowboys win it, you're like, oh, forget it. You don't know what you're
well,
talking about.
Well, this just shows how lack of confidence you have in your team. I mean, you literally called up. But, Jim, that's enough. Jim just called us to call a tie. I mean, seriously? A tie? I mean,
yeah, that's not. That's
well,
not,
it's lame. I mean, yeah, who's have a take, Jim. Like, is your team going to win or not going to win? A tie.
It doesn't sound like he's too confident that they will.
Well, it doesn't sound. No, I mean, if you're. I mean, he's basically saying it's going to come down to a tiebreaker. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Oh, we got a spot. Midday Show, Fantasy Football League. Biggest Cowboy hater out there on NFC Lock East Lock Day today on the Midday Show. We'll get a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy League. Next Wednesday, we'll hold a live draft at a location we'll tell you all about. Are the Eagles a lock to win the division? I don't believe they are. Hugh and Kyle Doom, and Kyle's going wire to wire, Sharpie, head in the sand kind of stuff as we're out here at Camp Comeback for Eagles practice. All right, we'll get to all your phone calls coming up. Eagles linebacker Zach Bond will join us after practice, and we'll talk to Howard Eskin. I wonder if Howard is willing to say they're a lock to win the NFC East. Yeah, and we'll talk to Howard coming up and as well, you guys. 215-592-9494, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.